Naturally, entrepreneur Shane O'Connor has set up a company called the Seriously Sound Food Company. And this weekend, they are launching in Garvey's Supervalu in Tralee. And in the coming days, they are launching into the UK. A huge achievement for such a young company. And Shane is also currently taking part in phase two of the New Frontiers programme at the Tom Crean Centre in Tralee. Well, he dropped into studio earlier in the week and I asked him, first of all, to tell us about the Seriously Sound Food Company.
Yeah, so the Seriously Sound Food Company, in one line, we're on a mission to make over the meat aisle. So by changing people's perception around plant-based meats. And I suppose how it came about was, like a lot of people, I came out the far side of COVID, far heavier than I went into COVID. And I was looking at different ways that I could kind of get back to where I was. And I was obviously doing the gym and the fitness side of it. And I thought maybe I'll try introducing more plant-based food into my diet. So I'm into food and cooking anyway. So I was trying all these various things at home, different veg dishes. And I like to smoke and barbecue meat. So I was doing smoked veg. But I think really it all felt like big side dishes. So I started looking into meat alternatives and plant-based meat alternatives and trying them, but I didn't like any of them. I was going to look, you know, it's fine. It looks like a burger, but it doesn't actually taste like a burger and that kind of thing. And one night I was having just a few medicinal glasses of wine with a friend of mine. And he was like, why don't you just do it? You know meat. You're a massive, and this is the thing, like I'm a massive meat eater. I was a massive meat eater. And I was kind of looking, maybe I'll have a look at it. And I started looking into how they make plant-based meat alternatives and what it takes and going, okay, there's a bit of work in it, but maybe there's something in it. And kind of that's how it came about, really, was lost the run of myself in COVID. Found my way out, then landed on this thing.
Yeah, as you say, I suppose you're coming to it from being a big meat eater, you're big into your food, you're big into barbecuing and smoking, as you say.
Yeah.
So I suppose you know you like your food, you wanted something that gave you an alternative, I suppose, that plant-based alternative, but that tasted genuinely like meat.
I suppose the way I look at it is if you're going to get people to make this switch, and I'm not talking, like, even with our brand, it's not one of these things where I'm saying make the switch and move your whole life over. It's kind of move over once a week or move over twice a week. And the only way you can convince the likes of me and the meat eaters is if it's easy and eating what we have, it looks, tastes and feels like chicken. So it's not really a stretch to move over to it. And that was the big thing for me, was that it actually had to feel like meat, because that's the thing. Texture is a massive thing, taste and texture. So I went off and I did my research as to who was making this and who was the best in it. I discovered this company in the Netherlands who were seen as the leaders in this space, especially for chicken. Did a bit of research into them and discovered that they were actually owned by Kerry Group. I contacted them, explained what I was trying to do. They were great. And when they discovered that I was from Kerry, it kind of opened the doors a little bit more. And I pitched my idea to them. And then we started working with them to create a plant-based chicken. And it's kind of snowballed from there. And they've been fantastic. And even when they went back to the Kerry Group here in Tralee and said, look, we're dealing with a startup company in Tralee that are looking to do plant-based chicken, Kerry Group here have been a massive support. They've kind of jumped behind us and said, look, if we can help, we can help. And I deal with their people in the UK as well, and they've just been fantastic. I started off, created this chicken that I liked and playing around with that then, and went off myself and started coming up with the flavourings around it. So it's kind of, again, like everything, I'm going to keep saying it's snowballed. It's snowballed.
And you've two flavours. You brought one into studio here, and I have to say I tasted it and it genuinely feels like chicken. It feels like chicken that's been barbecued. There's a fabulous taste off it. And it doesn't feel like something that's not meat. That's obviously what you were going for. But tell us maybe about the two flavours then.
Yeah, so we've two flavours. We've one that's a South Carolina barbecue flavour. And I suppose I'm massive into barbecue, and I have been for a long time. I wanted to do a barbecue flavour, but I didn't want it to be your stereotypical barbecue flavour. Everyone goes down this Texas tomato-based spiced barbecue flavour. So this is a mustard based barbecue sauce that's on it, and it's really sweet and tangy, and it just has a little kick to it, and it's different. I think when everyone tastes it, they'll go, oh, it is barbecue-y, but it's not something I've tried before. Our other skew is naked pieces. They just have a very mild seasoning on them, and they're for scratch cooking. They're for putting into your curries, putting into your stews, your casseroles, anything you use chicken for, just fried up and have it in a chicken sandwich. That's the whole idea of that one, is this is the entry point for everything. I just take out anything I had a chicken breast or chicken thighs in, and I replace it with this. So it's great. The Carolina barbecue is going down a storm with anyone that tries it. It's kind of, that's great. You can either have it with rice or potatoes or chips, whatever you want. Or what's been happening with us a lot is we're just cooking it up and putting it in a bowl while you're watching sport or something like that. It's kind of replacing chicken wings.
You're launching in both Ireland and the UK very soon. You're going to be in Garvey's here in Tralee this Saturday.
Yeah, so again, nuts. We're launching in Garvey's this Saturday. It's fantastic. I suppose I'm going to call out the people who've been really helpful and fantastic to me. One of them is Jim Garvey. Contacted Jim early on in this process and just said, look, this is an idea I'm thinking of doing. Any chance I could meet you and pick your brain? No problem at all. Went in and met Jim, left him try the product. He loved it and he gave me a lot of advice, and then turned around and said, look, whenever you want to put it into the stores and do taste testing, you just let me know and we'll support you, which is amazing. Like, they've 9 Super Values. They're so helpful. It's great. So we're going down now. I'll be in there this Saturday doing taste testing all day for anyone that wants to come down and see what you just saw there, and that it does look, taste and feel like chicken. And then we launch with Planet Organic in London on the 2nd of February, which is massive. So I now become an exporting company. So it's huge, like, because from what I can understand, and I spoke to Enterprise Ireland about this, they can't really remember the last time an Irish food company, an Irish startup, especially so early on in their journey, launched in Ireland and the UK at the same time. It really reaffirms and confirms the product and the business and the idea is good. You know?
Yeah, I suppose a business would normally try and get business sorted here in Ireland and get grounded and, I suppose, work out what's happening and then export, but you're going straight to it. And Planet Organic, tell us about those. They're a chain of organic stores, isn't it?
Yeah, so they're a chain of organic stores. They have 16 stores around London. They have an e-commerce element that sells across the UK. They're a really high-end store, so it's kind of seen as the seal of approval for quality if you get into Planet Organic. All of the other brands and supermarkets and retailers in the UK will look at it and go, okay, if it's in with them, the quality is good, so now can they scale? So it's fantastic for us to get in with them. They're around London, but they're in really affluent areas. They're really nice stores. They're in Kensington and Chelsea and Fulham and these places, and it is a real seal of approval for your product to get in with them, and they've been fantastic. So we pitched to them in October. It was mental, and one pitch, we got the listing, you know, it was 10 minutes, and we had this listing with them, and we were, look, it's going to take us time to get to product on the shelf. They were fine, no problem at all. So it's great that we've had that support and they've been behind us. So it's fantastic. And we're going to hopefully now that will help us grow into the UK over the next 12 months.
And tell us about how it'll come packaged in the shop. How will the consumer find it in the shop?
So it comes in a pouch. It's 225 grams. It comes in a resealable, reusable pouch. That was important, even though all the packaging is 100% recyclable. It is resealable and reusable. Just wash it out. The other thing we're doing, which again is a first from what I understand here in Ireland, is we're going to be in the meat aisle. So we're going to be the first plant-based meat product that's in the meat aisle for everyone to see. We're going to be alongside chicken. And again, that's important for me because I've made this product for me, for you, for people who just want to have that little bit of more plant-based in their diet, but haven't time to go researching and go out looking for it and changing their whole lifestyle and their diet. All you're doing now is you're going, oh, there's the chicken. Oh, there's the Seriously Sound chicken. That's plant-based. I'm just going to go that now because it's everything chicken is, except it's clean and it's healthy and it's sustainable.
And tell us about the branding. It's very eye-catching.
I looked at it and went, if you look at, especially in the meat aisle, a lot of meat products come in trays with a clear seal over them, and it's chicken in a tray, and there's not a lot that stands out. So I kind of went, we've an opportunity here to create a brand that sits in a shelf and stands out amongst what's beside it. So I wanted it to be fun and bright and happy, and it's all of that. It's all kind of bright colours and pastel colours, and the Carolina barbecue is this really fluorescent green and yellow, and it just jumps out at the shelf at you. And Seriously Sound itself, the whole thing came about was our chicken is sound. It doesn't hurt any chickens to in the making of it. It's kind of everyone I've met really likes the brand, and all the stores like the brand, and it's fresh and it's new, you know.
Mm. And the company you're working with, you said it is part of Kerry Group, and the company in Ireland then that are doing the flavourings, you said they're working with a lot of the big supermarkets. So they're two big companies that could scale up for you, you know, when hopefully the need comes.
Yeah, that's it. For me, the part of the business model was that I was going to be able to scale quickly if I needed it. I've gone different from other food producers who start off, who might take a small facility and produce the product themselves and package it to get used to it. And I suppose there's a merit in that, and it's something I'm missing, where anyone that's doing that gets really hands-on with their product and knows all about it. Whereas I've outsourced it to another company. So the base chicken gets made in the Netherlands, and then it comes over here to third-party manufacturer up in Drogheda that we're working with, and they season it, flavour it and package it. But the upside to that is I'm new to the food industry and I'm learning all of these now, but all of these places need particular accreditation. Everything you do, every process has to have a cert. And that's the difficult part, to get into the bigger stores. But all of these manufacturers have them. So when you're dealing with a Tesco's, they'll ask, what accreditation has your supplier got? No, it's Tesco PIU Blue. That's a whole conversation you don't have to have then. And also their facilities are so big that we can go from 1,000 pouches a week to 50,000 pouches a week just by pressing a button. So if a Tesco Ireland or a Tesco UK or Sainsbury's or Dunn's come on board, we can just say, okay, yeah, we can scale up, it's fine. And it makes everything a lot easier when you're dealing with them then.
Mm. Obviously, the hope, I presume, would be to get into more Irish supermarkets and in the UK as well.
Yeah. So the long-term goal here is over the next 12 months is to grow Ireland and get into as many of the retailers as possible here. And now that the UK came about a year early, the opportunity came, I went with it. If someone offers it, you take it. So it'll go hand in hand now that I'll try and grow Ireland and the UK at the same time. But the focus is still here in Ireland, because I wanted it to be here, and the product, you know, on the back of it is proudly produced in Ireland, and it is an Irish product. And it's important that I make it work here, and then we move out. But it is a global product. I'm looking at being a global product. The whole world is changing, and plant-based is coming, whether we want to ignore it or whatever. It's going to be more and more in people's lives. So I'm looking at the UK and into mainland Europe. So this is the long-term goal with it.
Mm. And it's something obviously that can travel. You could potentially export it all around the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it travels very easily. It has a great shelf life and it travels very easily. So, and the market is changing to the point where the UK now is the biggest market in plant-based in the world, followed by the US. And it's moving. The whole thing is moving. So the fact that we have such a big market so close to us, it would be silly to ignore it and not to go for it. And like that, Germany and the Netherlands, they're all in this space now, to the point where a lot of the major meat companies in Germany especially are now investors in the main plant-based meat companies. They either invested in them or have acquired them. And the same thing is happening in America. So if the meat companies are seeing this is coming, it really confirms the fact that this is happening. So you can see the markets are out there to get into it. It's just that it's like everything else. It's cash flow and it's capital to make the move into everything else. But if we can really nail the product here in Ireland, it just shows that it works and we can move on to the next market.
Mm. When it comes to products, then you have the two chicken alternatives at the moment. Would you be looking down the line at bringing in other meat alternatives?
Yes. So we've been looking at other SKUs. I have another SKU nearly ready to go. I won't give too much away in it. It's something that every child in Ireland eats over and over and over again. We've been working on that and it's really, really good. It's to the point where I think it's better than the chicken based version of it, because it's nowhere near as processed as what goes into the chicken version. So that's coming down the line. And we've had a lot of interest from the service space to create products that will be used in hotels and pubs and restaurants and things like that. So we're working with someone here in Ireland with that. And we've been approached by Vegetarian Express in the UK, who would be the biggest in that space in the UK, to work with them to create a product. So that's kind of middle to third quarter this year that we'll be working on that. But yeah, it's another revenue stream. It's an easier model to hit if we can get it right, because it's larger bags that just get sent to a single distribution centre and then they get sold on. So from my point of view, it works really well. Mm. But the focus for now is the two products that we've created, get them on the shelves and get the brand known.
And at the moment, you're taking part in phase two of the New Frontiers programme at the Tom Crean Centre in Tralee. How is that going? I'd imagine because the business itself is so busy and you're growing at such a pace that you're extremely busy at the moment.
Yeah, very difficult at the moment. There's a lot of time in that. And when you're trying to grow your own business at the same time, they can clash a little. But it's been great. The things it does, I'm going to say for me, is it focuses you on the things that you would quite happily push to the side. Anyone that starts a business, this isn't my first time starting a business, you will just ignore the business plan. The business plan is boring. Look, you'll do that when the bank asks you for a business plan. But at least with the New Frontiers and stuff, you have to do it. So you put time aside and you put your business plan together and you work on all the things that you need to do that are necessary but are not the attractive things to do for any business starting up. So it's been great in that sense. And we're working at the moment just dealing with setting up with the EIB here in Tralee. So they're looking for all this information. So instead of having to go off and do it now, at least it's done. So that's good. And it's also, I suppose, the best thing about the New Frontiers is there's 10 other businesses in around the same place as we are. So there's a support network there. We're always helping each other out and chatting to each other. And I suppose that's the big part of it, is you kind of have this little community of startups around you, which are a huge help. And I think that's been the biggest payoff on it. Getting to work with some of the people they bring in, the experts, like locally, like John Gannon and stuff like that. It's great. You know, it's great in that sense.
Shane, so for anyone who would be looking for the Seriously Sound Food Company food, you're going to be in Super Value from this Saturday.
Yeah.
Other than that, people can't buy it online unless they're in from the Planet Organic UK.
I suppose we haven't gone into the online space yet just because it's a chilled product and we can't make it affordable to send you one or two pouches at the moment. It's a big ask to ask someone to buy 12 pouches of a product so that it's more affordable to send a chilled product. But it's something we're looking at. But yeah, we're hopefully grow the Garvey stores quite quickly. And then, the aim is to just keep growing and growing and growing and have us in as many places as possible. So if you're a shop owner and you want a nice plant-based alternative, you'll get me at shane@seriouslysoundfoodco.com and I'll have product on your shelf in a week. And I suppose we've our plan in place, which is, like I say, is to grow the product around Ireland and get into as much as possible. At the same time, we've the UK. At the same time, like any business in this space, I'm putting together looking for investment and trying to get the money to take this to where it needs to be, because it is going to be quite capital heavy at the start. So again, if you're interested in investing in me, you can find me at the same email address. But yeah, look, it's all good. Come down on Saturday.
Shane O'Connor there, Tralee man, founder of the Seriously Sound Food Company.